Welcome to episode 758 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Proverbs 18 verse 21 elucidates, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." This proverb encapsulates the dual potential of our speech. Words, when misused, can devastate lives. Consider the myriad ways people can be harmed by words, through insults, false testimonies, gossip, or deceit. Proverbs 12 verse 18 underscores this with stark imagery. "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts." Words can scar the heart, harm the spirit, and create rifts that last lifetimes. But why do these destructive words hold so much power? It's because our words often carry the weight of our reputations, relationships, and trustworthiness. A single misplaced word can destroy what took years to build. On the other side of this coin, the same proverb offers a beacon of hope. "But the tongue of the wise brings healing." The words that emanate from a loving heart can bridge divides, mend wounds, and inspire greatness. With a single compliment, word of encouragement, or advice, we can uplift the downtrodden, give hope to the hopeless, and direct the lost. Think of the countless individuals who've found solace, strength, and direction through timely, wise words. Remember the times you were strengthened by the comforting words of a friend or a loved one. Indeed, words have the divine potential to be instruments of profound healing and restoration. Our speech, Proverbs instructs, is more than mere communication. It's a reflection of our inner state, our character, and our moral standing. Proverbs 4 verse 23 wisely instructs, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." If our hearts are the wellsprings of life, our words are the rivers that flow from them, revealing their contents. A heart filled with wisdom, a heart that meditates on truth, seeks understanding, and values knowledge, naturally gives birth to words that reflect these treasures. The opposite is true for a heart mired in folly. Proverbs 15 verse 2 teaches, "The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." Our words often emerge from the cauldron of our emotions. Proverbs offers a sobering reminder in Proverbs 29 verse 11, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." A hasty word spoken in anger or jealousy can wreak havoc, while a gentle answer can turn away wrath. The lesson? We must strive to exercise self-control, ensuring our words reflect our values, not transient emotions. In an age of rapid communication, where words fly with a tap of a finger, the call to intentional and mindful speech has never been more crucial. At times, the wisest response is a measured silence. Proverbs 17 verse 28 elevates the virtue of restraint. "Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues." Silence, here, is not a sign of ignorance, but a mark of wisdom. Not every situation demands our words. Sometimes, by holding our tongues, we allow wisdom, discernment, and understanding to blossom. The importance of truthful communication is a recurrent theme in this book. Proverbs 12 verse 22 declares, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth." When we commit to truthfulness, we not only find favor with the Lord, but also cultivate a character of reliability and trustworthiness. Our words, once spoken, have a life of their own. They ripple through the world, touching hearts and shaping futures, sometimes in ways we may not even fully comprehend. Proverbs 13 verse 3 tells us, "Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life, he who opens wide his lips comes to ruin." There's a cause and effect relationship here. The words we choose set into motion events, reactions, and perceptions that may very well determine our fates. When we let words of strife, contention, and anger govern our speech, we sow discord. Proverbs 16 verse 28 warns, "A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends." Yet, if we use our words to apologize, to mend, and to heal, we can bring about reconciliation and unity. In discussing the power of speech, we must also recognize the importance of its counterpart, the art of listening. Proverbs 18 verse 13 states, "If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame." True wisdom knows the value of a listening ear. Listening positions us to receive wisdom, counsel, and instruction. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed, says Proverbs 15 verse 22. By opening our ears, we avail ourselves to the collective wisdom around us. Active listening fosters thoughtful responses, avoiding the pitfalls of rash words. Proverbs 29 verse 20 poses the question, "Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." Before speaking, listen, ponder, and then articulate. At the heart of the book of Proverbs lies the idea that words can either tear down or build up. This principle urges us to consider the potential impact of every word we speak. Proverbs 16 verse 24 beautifully illustrates, "Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and health to the body." The words we use have the power to breathe life, bring joy, and infuse strength. We all possess spheres of influence, whether it's our family, our community, or our workplace. Proverbs 12 verse 25 reminds us, "Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up." We have the divine privilege and responsibility to be bearers of hope, uplifting those within our influence, through our words. Recognizing the sheer power our words possess is the first step. The next? Consciously harnessing this power to bring about positive change, harmony, and love. Proverbs 15 verse 4 affirms, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." With our words, we can speak life into dire situations, affirm the potential in others, and pave the way for miracles. The caution in Proverbs is also against the perversion of speech, which breaks the spirit. To guard against this, we need to daily surrender our speech, seeking divine guidance on what to say, and how to say it. With all these principles laid out before us, we must ponder deeply on the weight of our words. Recognizing that with every word, we wield the power of life and death, encouragement and despair, love and hatred. In our modern world, the principles of Proverbs resonate even more potently. With the advent of social media, texting, and instant communication, words are disseminated faster than ever before, magnifying their impact exponentially. While spoken words may fade, what's typed on the internet can often endure, archived for posterity. This permanence heightens the importance of Proverbs 21 verse 23, "Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble." Before we tweet, post, or comment, we must pause and reflect. Digital platforms can sometimes give the illusion of anonymity, emboldening individuals to speak without filters. Yet, Proverbs 10 verse 19 warns, "When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise." Whether in person or behind a screen, our words bear weight and will be accounted for. Each night, as we lay our heads to rest, it's beneficial to reflect upon our words. Were they life-giving? Did they bring healing or hurt? Proverbs 4 verse 24 instructs, "Put away from you crooked speech, and put devious talk far from you." This daily audit can become a tool for self-improvement and spiritual growth. To truly master our speech, leaning on our own understanding will not suffice. We must seek the wisdom that comes from above. Proverbs 2 verse 6 assures, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Words are not just mere utterances, they are tools with the potential to build bridges or walls. Our words can shape destinies, mend broken hearts, and illuminate the path for others. But they can also tear down, injure, and spread darkness. It's our choice. Father, thank you for the insight that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Help us be ever vigilant of our words, recognizing the gravity of our utterances. We echo the words of the psalmist in imploring you to set a guard, O Lord, over our mouths. Keep watch over the door of our lips. May our words ever reflect your heart as instruments of love, grace, and healing. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.